what do you call that?
About a little virus.
Or when you sneeze or you
cough.
Huh?
Well, you cough. You've coughed.
Okay. You said, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little. What?
Well, exhausted or.
I'm feeling a little.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Well, I have sinus a lot now.
Yeah.
I don't know what that.
Well, you say drowsy or sleepy?
Yes, I feel drowsy and tired. I'm exhausted.
Okay. And you say, I'll set the alarm for 6 o'clock. So 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll.
Wake up and get up and feel better.
Okay, he said, he's still sleeping and he's going to be late for work, so you better go in and...
Wake him up.
Okay. So if you got someone some medicine and you went in there and the medicine was still by their bed, you might ask them, why haven't you...
Taken your medicine.
Okay. And they might say, well, I already...
Have taken it.
Well, I bought some yesterday. Bought some 2 hours ago.
Well, I took some 2 hours ago.
Okay.
I'll
say,
take it.
And in another couple of hours, I'll...
Take another.
Okay. If somebody can't hear at all, you'd say that they're...
Deaf.
Okay. And say if a man had been out working real hard and took off his shirt and it was all wet, you know, he'd say, well, I must have. Look how much I...
Have perspired or sweated. The plain old word is...
Okay. Using that word, sweat.
Yes.
Look, he might say, look how much I...
Have perspired, or how much I have.
Okay, but not say I have this.
I'm perspiring now. I'm just thoroughly exhausted.
Okay, you say that. You say yesterday I worked real hard and I sweat a lot in the hot sun, and I sweat. I sweat.
Uh-huh.
Use that word.
Yes.
I worked real hard and I.
I'm just giving out. And
yeah. But I'm talking about the word sweat.
Well, fire is a sound. Fire now.
But I want to know, how would you say that? You'd say, I worked real hard and I...
What's that? And I went to sleep.
Okay,
and
would you say, I sweat a lot, or
yes.
Sweated a lot?
Yeah, I sweat an awful lot. That's what I've had here. They changed my bed as many as 3 times. My hair would be just dripping this way. Opie, run on out. Opie, run on out, sweet thing.
Okay. What would you call a sore that comes to a head?
They went broke. Or they were closed on account of not being able to meet the demands of whatever.
Yeah.
Whoever they were working for.
Okay, suppose you had a little sore on your arm, what, that comes to a head, what would you call that?
Well, a scab, there is a scab on it.
Yeah, no, but, you know, it comes to a head and then it'll open up.
Uh-huh, it's a little, well, I have that a lot, a little pimple that's corruption like or something in it.
Okay, but the thing that has the corruption in it, what do you call that? Is there another name for it besides a pimple?
Well,
what about starts with a B? A
boil.
Okay.
Even though it doesn't hurt, those little pimples will pop up on me since I've been sick in hair. I didn't have all this hair. It's something they're giving me that's caused.
I thought I heard a noise of it. Heard him barking. Or bowing or something. I don't know what it said.
Yeah. Okay, you say a bee stung me in my hand.
It's swollen.
Okay, you say yesterday the bee stung me and my hand did what? My hand what? My hand?
There's an infection that's caused and they're swollen.
Okay, so you say a bee stung me and my hand...